Welcome to the Bright and Clear Meditation Podcast. Easy meditations to clear your thoughts, brighten your emotions, and change the way you feel. With your host, hypnotherapist Dan Greasy.
Hello, and welcome to the Bright and Clear Meditation Podcast. Hope you're having a good week and seeing some good success with your meditation sessions. Remember that the more you can practice, the better your results will be. And listening to the Bright and Clear Meditation Podcast is a great way to do that. Today, I'd like to try something a little bit different. Every so often, we get a request for a podcast that zeroes in on a specific type of sound. It's a great idea because sound can be such a strong focus for meditation, and it can be very relaxing and therapeutic. I'd like to guide you through an immersive type of meditation that features the special sound of meditation bells. You can actually hear this type of bell at the end of each of our podcasts because it's also used to signal the beginning or end of a meditation session. There are different names for these bells. Sometimes they're called meditation bells or chimes or singing bowls or Tibetan or Himalayan singing bowls. But they all have a special type of sound that makes them perfect for meditation practice. All right, let's get in a comfortable spot, somewhere away from the hustle and bustle, and someplace without a lot of background noise. While we can always practice equanimity by mindfully accepting the noise around us without push or pull, for this meditation, it's good to be in a quiet spot or somewhere you can listen with a nice, comfortable set of headphones. Begin by taking that first long, deep breath, filling all of the space in your lungs, feeling that pure, clean air energizing you, sustaining you. Now, take another deep breath, holding that for just a few seconds, and then exhaling slowly. As you breathe out, you can add some slight resistance with your lips to slow down your exhale. That's it. It's easy to experience a calming effect when you breathe like this, slowly and deliberately. It sends a message to your mind and body that everything is okay and helps power down the stress response. Let's take one more deep breath, filling your lungs completely, releasing any concerns and distracting thoughts. Take some time for yourself, because right now there's nowhere you need to be, and no one is asking anything of you or wanting anything from you. So you can just experience this clear, calm relaxation. For the next few minutes, shift your attention to the sound of the meditation bells. Listen to whatever you find interesting about the sound, or something that attracts you to it. Maybe the tone, the volume, or the vibration. Just listen, hear, and experience the sound with clear, calm, focused observation. All you have to do is listen. No need to analyze the sound or think about it. Just notice and be open to what you're hearing. In meditation practice, this is a great way to develop concentration power, sensory clarity, and equanimity. You're focusing and concentrating on the sound and, in your mind, becoming clear about what you're hearing. At the same time, you're having equanimity with the sound by allowing each bell tone to come and go naturally without pushing or pulling on your sensory experience. In this way, you're not forming any opinion about the sound. You're not thinking it's a good sound or a harsh sound. Also, you're not forming any judgment about whether or not you should like the sound. Does that make sense? Okay. When you hear each bell, or combination of bells, you can focus gently on the sound and notice what you've heard. As you listen to the sound of the bells, it might also be interesting to focus on the absence of sound as the bell tones fade away. Try that now. Thank you. These bells, by themselves, can produce a very deep state of tranquility and relaxation. And there are times when you might want to listen just to experience the calming effect they can have on you, especially during or after a stressful day. So, I hope that you've enjoyed listening to the show today and all of the previous episodes that are there for you to review. There are more coming, so please stay tuned. Before we go, I'd like to give a quick shout out to you guys, all of the listeners who are supporting the podcast in so many places around the world, including the United States, the United Kingdom, Australia, Canada, Italy, Denmark, and Germany, as well as the Netherlands, the UAE, France, and Greece, just to name a few. People are listening in so many great cities like London, New York, Adelaide, Omaha, Dubai, Stamford, Los Angeles, Burbank, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Sydney, Philadelphia, Toronto, and Sausalito. Since I've personally visited each and every one of those countries and almost all of those wonderful cities, I can tell you firsthand that the people there are friendly and kind to travelers. And also, I should add, the food is tremendous. Okay, I know this isn't a travel podcast, but you know, the truth never hurts, right? And I just thought you should know. All right, thanks for listening, and I'll see you soon.
You've been listening to the Bright and Clear Meditation Podcast. For more meditations like these, or to contact Dan directly, please visit dangreasy.com or brightandclearmeditation.com. This has been an Achievement Advantage production.